It is 6 minutes past the hour, and for the next 30 minutes, we are very, very pleased and proud to present Dr. Jonathan Craven, who is a talented cardiac electrophysiologist at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. Deborah Heart and Lung Center presents and sponsors this important monthly program, and we've been with them between the television program and the radio program of Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents for the past 32 years, which really is quite extraordinary. Dr. Jonathan Craven, I mentioned, is an electrophysiologist. He's board certified in cardiovascular disease, clinical cardiac electrophysiology, and nuclear cardiology. Dr. Craven earned his medical degree at Touro College of Osteopathic Medicine in New York. After medical school, he completed a residency in internal medicine at Seton Hall University, St. Francis Medical Center in New Jersey. He went on to complete a fellowship in cardiology at Deborah Heart and Lung Center and a fellowship in clinical cardiac electrophysiology at Cooper University Hospital in New York. Dr. Craven's special interests include atrial fibrillation, arrhythmias, ablations, ventricle tachycardia, and pacemakers. He has participated in clinical research studies and authored articles in peer-reviewed medical journals. Dr. Craven, welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning, Harry. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you. We have a very important topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, Dr. Craven, and it is Know Your Risk for Heart Disease. So we're just off of the heels of National Heart Month last month, and here we go. What health conditions, Dr. Craven, increase a person's risk of heart disease?
Big health conditions that really increase a person's risk of heart disease would be things like high blood pressure, diabetes mellitus, and high cholesterol or hyperlipidemia.
Are there behaviors, lifestyle behaviors, that increase the risk of heart disease?
Yeah, the most studied lifestyle behaviors that can increase your risk of heart disease include smoking, excessive alcohol use, and even poor sleep habits.
Is there a decided, I guess they say everybody's different. Some people sleep a lot of hours. Some people sleep very few. Is there a recommended number of hours of sleep that would give the average person, typical person, restorative sleep?
Yeah, so most of the guideline recommendations are for 7 to 9 hours of uninterrupted sleep.
Do we find that a lot of things I read, Dr. Craven, a lot of people aren't getting anywhere near that?
That's correct. A lot of people are practicing poor sleep hygiene, falling asleep with the TV on, staying up late, caffeine or alcohol right before bed. But probably the majority of patients can improve their sleep.
Without a doubt. Dr. Craven, talk about the familial history, heredity. Does that play a role in heart disease?
Absolutely. Family history and genetics play a huge role in heart disease. Things like high blood pressure and high cholesterol, as well as premature coronary artery disease, are all passed on to us from our parents.
The numbers that you should pay attention to in regard to your health, your heart health, what are the numbers?
The big three that we talk about are your blood pressure, your cholesterol level, specifically your low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, and your body mass index, which is a ratio of body height to weight, to get an idea of what your body mass really looks like.
You are listening to Dr. Jonathan Craven from Deborah Heart Lung Center, and let me remind all of our listeners, because as you hear this information, if you're dealing with something that you've been either kicking the can and just not paying attention to it, or you hear something that sort of makes you feel like Dr. Craven is actually catching your attention and speaking directly to you, do not hesitate to call 609-621-2080, 609-621-2080, or you can do the same digitally, any digital device. Go to demanddeborah.org. Deborah Specialty Physicians at Galloway is right here in the Atlantic County, New Jersey area as well. And that phone number is 609-836-6614. That's 609-836-6614. 6614. How often should someone check or monitor their numbers? Because I guess you could get crazy about this in terms of taking your blood pressure and all of this. But what do you generally recommend in terms of monitoring things like blood pressure, cholesterol, BMI, and such?
But for the average patient, you know, we usually recommend checking things like cholesterol every 6 months. You know, blood pressure for someone with normal blood pressure will be fine for that interval too. Obviously, someone that has a little higher pressure that we're kind of working on may check it more frequently.
The risk factors that we're talking about for heart disease, are these transferable? Do they apply to stroke as well?
Yeah, we do link them together for cardiovascular events, both stroke and cardiovascular disease, including heart attack.
Dr. Jonathan Craven from Deborah Heart and Lung Center, cardiac electrophysiologist. Our topic this half hour on Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents is Know Your Risk for Heart Disease. This is one that I'm sure our listeners will be very anxious and interested to hear you talk about. Because when you hear something like you may have a heart disease or a heart issue, it gets very, very scary for folks. Can heart disease be prevented?
The good news is absolutely yes. And the number of patients with heart disease that have preventable risk factors is very high. So everyone can benefit from heart disease prevention.
We're going to take our one and only time out during our time with Dr. Craven. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go away. And a reminder to make an appointment. It is very simple for you to do. Simply call 609-621-2080 or digitally. You can go to demanddeborah.org. Back with cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Jonathan Craven. Right after this, it's Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, a wide-ranging discussion about knowing your risk for heart disease. We continue right after this. Thank you. Welcome back. It's Deborah Heart and Lung Center Presents, Dr. Jonathan Craven, a talented cardiac electrophysiologist at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. And again, to make an appointment, very, very simple to do. If you're on the website, you'll see every page of the website, you will see there's a hyperlink right there to make an appointment. I believe it's a nice, very visible cherry red box that you can't miss. And if you go to demanddeborah.org, you can do so digitally. Or if you prefer to call and speak with someone, you can call 609-621-2080. Easy prompts that will get you right in touch with the scheduling folks. 609-621-2080, demanddeborah.org. Deborah Specialty Physicians at Galloway, which is right off of 415 Chris Scott Drive, Suite C in Galloway Township, Atlantic County, 609-836-6614. That's 609-836-6614. We love to hear from Dr. Craven's listeners, and a guest listener did check in digitally, and I want to pose this to you for comment, Dr. Craven. This gentleman writes, and we're going to protect the innocent, although I do know who this person is very well. I didn't know all this, but I knew a lot of it, but not all of it. I did a sleep test not long ago, and I stopped breathing 800 times a night. I had a severe sleep apnea. My health was downhill. I was on blood pressure medicine, congenital heart disease in the family, and this individual has been on a CPAP machine. Since all of this, he has now lost 40 pounds. He's been exercising. He's been getting at least 7 hours of restful sleep per night. And it's a hard charging business owner with a lot of responsibility, employees, and all of this, Dr. Craven. He didn't say that. I'm just giving you a little bit of background. It has changed my entire habit and my health. I feel so much better and I have a lot more energy. Can't wait to see what my cardiologist has to say when I go back to see him. So this really touches on an earlier part of your program, Dr. Craven. If you make decided positive changes and you put them into effect, you can significantly and positively impact your case. comments.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, especially with a condition like obstructive sleep apnea, that has a very high association with cardiovascular disease. The main risks of obstructive sleep apnea affecting the heart would be things like high blood pressure in the pulmonary vascular system, heart failure, and even very relevant to my practice would be things like atrial fibrillation.
Yeah.
So getting those things treated certainly improves your quality of sleep and lung issues, but downstream significantly reduces your cardiovascular risk.
And Dr. Craden, I mean, the whole narrative caught my attention. I mean, the blood pressure, you know, the heredity issues of congenital heart disease in the family, everything that he was talking about. But the 800 times a night where literally you stop breathing, that means you're not getting restorative sleep because you're at war every night. Because your brain's saying, hey, wake up, guy, you're not breathing again. So you're waking up choking probably and all kinds of stuff. That is terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, and it really affects a very large portion of the population, you know, with some estimates saying at least 5% of the population has, you know, undiagnosed obstructive sleep apnea.
Wow.
So if you're someone that has been told that you snore very loudly or you wake up and feel very tired, certainly worth being evaluated for obstructive sleep apnea.
You are listening to Dr. Jonathan Craden from Deborah Heart and Lung Center, and the topic this half hour is know your risk for heart disease. This has sort of been the positive portion of the program because I posed the question last segment, Dr. Craden, can heart disease be prevented? And you gave a very skillful answer on that. Can heart disease be reversed?
Well, the short answer is yes, that it can be reversed. Things like coronary artery disease, heart failure, we do have very excellent treatments that can reverse cardiovascular disease. The caveat being the earlier you treat it, the more reversible it is.
Does heart disease, I mean, I think a lot of people are familiar because everybody seems to be affected very closely by someone they know, someone they're related to in terms of cancer, and you know about stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4. Does heart disease have stages?
Absolutely. You know, if you look at the major cardiovascular diseases like coronary artery disease, it does have stages, you know, going from mild obstructive coronary disease to moderate and severe. Similarly with heart failure, there is a gamut of stages and New York Heart Association classes. So we do identify, you know, correlating with cancer diagnoses, like early stages versus late stages.
Drawing back from our guest listener that wrote in about their case, losing 40 pounds, I don't even have to ask him. I know that means he's doing some kind of exercise, even if it's just brisk walks. Maybe it's actually more than that and actually really getting the heart, you know, target heart rate going. Obviously he affected and changed, made positive effects in terms of dieting. I know it sounds like Captain Obvious, but it gives you an opportunity to talk about how important these things are, Dr. Craden. How important is diet and exercise, in this whole equation?
Yeah, they're immensely important. I think for any listener that's looking to do a diet or exercise program, it's, important to talk to your doctor first. But in general, the average person, you know, we recommend the Mediterranean diet, which is lean proteins. I'm getting proteins from nuts, lots of fruits and veggies, and then 30 minutes of moderate exercise per day.
Just wrote down, I want to make myself a note to follow up and remind everybody about the Mediterranean diet, because I think that was very important, what you just shared. This is a really important part of your program, Dr. Craden. How is heart disease managed? Tell folks how this is handled.
So obviously with everyone, we like to do risk factor reduction. So the things we talked about, the lifestyle behaviors, if we can get those on the right track, diet and exercise, that's one of the first line treatments for heart disease. And then we have luckily a wealth of data addressing guideline-directed medical therapy. So based on lots of clinical research and studies, we know which medications and interventions help with heart disease, and we recommend those. And we're also at a time where there's really profound procedural interventions that can really help patients with heart disease.
Do you recommend, I'm very curious about your answer to this one, because obviously a lot of people listening right now, they have like the pulse ox thing. It's just easy. It's very inexpensive, and you can see how many beats a minute your heart's beating and your oxygen level. And a lot of people, I'm wearing one right now. A lot of people are wearing the smartwatches, whether it's an iPhone or whatever. And of course, without any effort, you can just hit the button and it will tell you, your heart rate and things like that. Do you recommend during the day that people take a look on a fairly regular basis to see, if their heart is beating like crazy fast or, what's going on? Do you recommend that?
Yeah, I think with arrhythmia monitoring especially, which is my clinical specialty, that data can be pretty useful, especially things like the Apple Watch that monitor for atrial fibrillation.
Yep.
And just resting heart rate in general. So I also use an Apple Watch, and I like to see patients that are, at least looking for arrhythmias and heart rate issues.
I mean, I'm sure it's to some extent age, related to in terms of heart rate and things like that. And, of course, other factors that you would determine. But generally speaking, how many heartbeats per minute do you like to see?
I think for just a kind of blanket heart rate range for the average person, I'd say at rest we like to see between 60 and 100 beats per minute.
So if you're at 60 to 100, and I've read about that in the past, Dr. Craven, if you're between 60 and 100, even if you're on the higher side of that range, that's considered normal?
Yeah, that would be considered the normal range. Obviously, there's, other issues that we look at, like regularity and extra beats and things like that. But in general, 60 to 100 is the normal range where we like to see.
Are wearable devices helpful in monitoring heart disease and the risk factors and throw in there promoting heart healthy living?
Yeah, I think if you're keeping an eye on your resting heart rate and looking out for arrhythmias, they can certainly be beneficial in reducing some of the risk of heart disease. Obviously, there's some things that we need to check, in the office, like cholesterol levels, blood pressure, and BMI.
When you're looking, I know that BMI has gotten some people just absolutely incensed because it did get changed. Then people that were once considered not obese are suddenly considered to be obese. From a BMI standpoint, for those listening, body mass index, what is healthy there?
So we put it into a calculator based on your height and weight. And we like to see, a number right in that, so-called normal range. Obviously there's outliers in this system. Bodybuilders will typically measure high in the BMI chart, but that actually may be a healthy BMI for them.
Right.
So we take things into consideration, but as a general rule, we would like to see someone that has a normal weight, which the calculator puts that at between 18.5 and 24.9.
Gotcha.
Again, taking the calculator with your height and weight.
See if this is mostly true, what I'm about to say, because I as a layperson, I kind of sort of think it is, but you're the expert, so I'm going to defer to you, of course. And those just joining us, we're visiting with Dr. Jonathan Craven, a cardiac electrophysiologist at Deborah Heart and Lung Center. The topic this half hour is know your risk for heart disease. In terms of just a general statement, is there an obesity problem in America right now that is like never before? In other words, at an all-time high?
Yeah, absolutely. And the studies have kind of demonstrated that, not just in the United States, but in European countries as well, that we're seeing, obesity at younger ages. at higher levels than we've seen, you know, even in the past 10 years.
And is this because, I mean, obviously you're overeating if it's the case, and eating probably processed foods and these foods that are very high in calories and things that are just not really healthy. It's not only that someone could be eating too much, they're in many cases eating things that are not healthy, heart healthy for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's still research out there on what is causing it. But you did touch on the big questions would be like portion size, processed sugars, inactivity levels. I think those things are all contributing to this, you know, the amount of obesity that we're seeing, not just in the United States, but in other countries as well.
Somebody listening right now that would like to make an appointment, I want to give you an opportunity to just give them some comfort and confidence. I think some people shy away. Sometimes people are afraid to learn that something's wrong. I've always said you should be afraid not to know. You shouldn't be afraid to know, because once you know, you can then tackle the issue. There's just so much great care at DeBoer Heart and Lung Center that, you know, you should want to know exactly. Maybe you're an accidental tourist, or maybe it's a really good thing that you made that call based on your symptoms and so on and so forth, and that you made the appointment by calling 609-621-2080, 609-621-2080, on the web at demanddebora.org. For someone that wants to make an appointment, give them an idea of what they would expect to encounter when they arrive at DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, and some of the things, I mean, if they were going through your devices area of responsibility and things like that, that they might have to wear a halter monitor or something. Give folks an idea of what they might encounter.
Sure. So, you know, I think a cardiologist's office is not that different than your regular doctor's office. We may do a little more things to look at the heart, like with an electrocardiogram, and check, or at least order, you know, blood work to look at things like cholesterol. With arrhythmia monitoring, we certainly do a lot of halter monitors, which is nowadays just a sticker that goes on your chest, that can stay on for 2 weeks, that we get an idea of your heart's rhythm all the time. And, you know, the new cardiovascular disease, we do a lot of imaging with things like ultrasound, CAT scan, and even MRI, looking at the heart and vascular system.
You know, when you mentioned the two-week period, I think that was a phenomenal upgrade. I remember years ago, maybe you would have it on for 24 hours, maybe for 3 days. But when you have a halter monitor on for 2 weeks, it's really going to show what's going on, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Much better than looking at it for a shorter window. We do actually have longer monitors now with implantable devices, minimally invasive, that can actually monitor for up to 6 years.
Final question, and then if there's anything you want to share in closing, the time will be yours, Dr. Craven. Why is it important to know your risk for heart disease?
I think it's important to know your risk because you can do things to reduce the risk. And the old adage that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, I think certainly plays true in the cardiovascular system. And I always recommend that to my patients.
Dr. Craven, anything you want to share in closing?
Yeah, I think that Debora.org offers a lot of great resources on knowing your number and heart health quizzes. And it's very easy to get an appointment with a Debora cardiologist. And you can certainly improve your heart health with Debora.
That is a really important comment that you made about all those tools that are right there on the website. That was an outstanding close for the program. You've been listening to Dr. Jonathan Craven, cardiac electrophysiologist at DeBoer Heart and Lung Center. And our topic this half hour on DeBoer Heart and Lung Center Presents has been Know Your Risk for Heart Disease. To make an appointment, as Dr. Craven was just saying, you can call the main number, 609-621-2080. You can go online with any, your smartphone, any digital device, demanddebora.org, and you will be directed. It will be very, very simple to see the hyperlink to scheduling an appointment. And there is the Galloway office, DeBoer Specialty Physicians at Galloway, at 609-836-6000. 6614. Dr. Craven, such a privilege, and I had such a good time talking with you. Thank you for sharing your expertise.
My pleasure. Thank you again for having me.
You're welcome, sir. Until we meet again.